This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 is celebrating the International Day of Happiness, presented by UEM Sunrise.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
Of course, it is International Day of Happiness 2020. More importantly, it's Friday as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a very long week, of course. We will be celebrating by giving you some happy stories throughout the show. That's the idea.
And we need those now more than ever, I think.
We do. We need some bright moments today, don't
we?
Yeah, let's just inject a little levity into the situation.
Exactly. If you'd like to get in touch with us and answer this question, how are you keeping yourself happy whilst stuck at home? Let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. That's what we're running with throughout the show, of course. We then have nice stories of help and happiness in times of crisis. We've got stuff from international coming up a little bit later on.
From the world.
From the world. And then a little bit later, towards the end of the show, we're going to be looking a little bit more local. Here in the studio then, we've spoken about how Arvind is trying to read.
Uh-huh.
I love how I keep saying
I've been able to get like a few words at the time.
Not
you know?
Succeeding.
Yeah,
apparently.
Not succeeding.
Have you got past your ABCs yet?
Almost. I'm a W. Almost.
You're a W.
I'm a W.
Well done. But genuinely, seriously, what are we doing here in the studio when we get home to keep yourselves happy? What are you?
For me, it's the normal like movies and stuff. It means always going to be like movies or TV shows. I'm actually watching a lot of old movies from like the 80s and 90s
to
enjoy.
What have you got?
Yeah, lots of nostalgic stuff. I watched Ferris Bueller yesterday.
Oh, nice.
I've been watching a lot of old Adam Sandler stuff when he used to be funny.
Was he ever funny?
He used to be funny, like Happy Madison stuff, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Lots of comedies from the 80s, 90s, Leslie Nielsen stuff.
Yeah.
So those are the things that are like keeping me happy at home.
Okay.
I have been doing a lot of YouTube karaoke. There are a lot of channels that have not just like, you know, your typical pop songs and stuff, but a lot of musical theater karaoke channels have started to pump out instrumentals for that. So I have been annoying my parents a lot with me belting out Broadway songs at home.
Surely keeping them happy though, right?
Debatable. Uh-huh. I'm providing live entertainment at home, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're right going down the rabbit hole of like 80s movies that keep you happy and stuff. Maybe I'll go and look for stuff like Batteries Not Included. Is that before your time?
Oh, yeah. No. I love that movie. Yeah.
Gremlins. Of course you don't.
I love Gremlins.
Gremlins is something that I probably go back to. That kind of era is kind of what, 84, 85?
Yeah.
Is when everything was a little bit kind of rosier and I felt, you know.
Terminator, maybe?
Terminator.
Is
a happy movie.
I guess, in a way.
Are you listening to this fellow over
here? I was going to suggest Alien, but maybe not.
No, I was going to marathon the Lord of the Rings trilogy this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Extended edition, because I take it seriously.
I mean, there's all stuff that we can do. And, you know, of course, you know, if we want to take it seriously and instead of it just being movies and books and whatever, you know, psychologically is stuff we want to be looking at as well. Little things like, you know, and people say this, and we had that show not too long ago about quotes and whether or not positive quotes are a thing and whether we staying positive is one of those things that's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but kind of the moments where you're doing something and you feel good about it, like Arv was just asking me earlier on, Chris, you know, what would I be doing when I get home and you know, over the weekend? And I said, I'm going to be hitting my garden, you know? And I'll be doing a little bit of gardening and kind of accentuating that positive thing because I'm outdoors, I'm not near people, I'm kind of social distancing but allowed to be outside within the confines of my own space, and it's giving me purpose.
Yeah.
You know, I can see something happening at the end of it. If I look after these plants, they'll do well, and it's kind of that whole idea of living in that moment.
It's like growth and progress.
Exactly that, and helping me to appreciate what we've got. It's keeping me humble. And also, I have elderly neighbors who I'm hoping are doing pretty well. We've not seen them in a couple of days. We've heard them moving around, so we know they're okay. But we want to kind of help them a little bit, so we're going to give them a call, drop them some food if they need food, and be a little bit generous about that. And just kind of Little things like, you know, remaining curious, spreading the love, Chris, like you said, you know, and keeping everybody nice and happy, all of this kind of stuff, I think is stuff that we it's a really tough time right now. But we've got to step out of here today with a smile on our faces and realize that, one, we're working from home next week. So that is something that on this International Day of Happiness is making me feel good, you know, because it means that I get to spend time with the people that I love and have a few moments away from this stress pit. And that is genuinely what it's been for the last few days, hasn't it? It's been very difficult.
No, I mean, it's been like 24/7 news about, you know, pandemics and viruses and how they can affect people. And every other sort of media publication comes out with, you know, how many people are going to get it, the percentages of people affected. So it's a lot. I mean, if you don't compartmentalize, it becomes a lot to absorb in the course of maybe like what, 2 weeks that we've had now of this? Especially here, I mean, it's been going on since like January or end of December, but 2 weeks of like intense news to do with COVID-19.
And the change of government and everything else.
Yeah, all that as well.
Right, so there you go. Arv will be hitting nostalgic movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Christine will be doing YouTube karaoke, and I'll be gardening. Also, did you read about that little plug-in that you can get for Netflix?
Yes, Netflix Party.
Yes, did you hear about
that? I'm so excited about that. You can watch...
How has he not heard about it?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You can watch Netflix simultaneously with people on like a group call, essentially, and it synchronizes your playing and pausing as well, which is really cool.
So you can talk about the same thing at the same time.
You can watch
and
together.
Message
them. You can have a party. Okay.
And you can also complain when somebody needs to go and use the washroom or go to the kitchen and all that kind of stuff.
Or when someone falls asleep.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, did you know today is the International Day of Happiness? And right now, we're going to take a moment to play you a little something that's guaranteed to get your feet tapping and your head bobbing and put a smile on your face. This happy moment is brought to you by UEM Sunrise, who wants to find your happy. Here's Ray LaMontagne with You Are the Best Thing, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
It is, of course, the International Day of Happiness 2020. It's also Friday, the 20th of March, 12:17
That's like default happy day.
It is, right?
Yeah.
We're asking you guys, how are you keeping yourselves happy whilst you're stuck at home? And to let us know, get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We've got some tweets, we've got some WhatsApps, we've got some Instagrams. I'm going to go over to WhatsApp first. I'll have to come back to your keeping on theme with the 1980s movies. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, for sure.
And Back to the Future.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, solid. Right.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is an absolute must, I think. And I hear that Rick Moranis is coming back out of retirement as well, isn't he?
For a new movie.
For a new movie. That's awesome. Regarding the gardening, thanks to Y Chu from Unigrow, who has said, Richard, gardening... allow me to send you some of my awesome compost for your plants. I shall be in touch. Thank you very much for that. And there was one more from Ibrahim Baim who says, things that keep me happy for the last few quarantine days, has been movies, books, games, and memes. Memes are what help a civilization thrive and endure. But seriously, having people around the world that sharing your situation and seeing how they all cope with it, with the occasional meme and fun contributed by almost everybody in the online community, thanks Reddit, help bring a smile to everybody's faces. Absolutely agreed.
Yeah, what games is he playing?
That's a good point. Ibrahim, let us know what games you're playing. I've also got Mohan who's saying Big Bang Theory and Narcos series. There you go. All right, Chris.
Here on Insta Story, we have a Noor Diana who just says, I'm not, which is really sad. But
Why not?
Hopefully you managed to find some sort of bright light. That's the idea of today's show in these dark times. Ilya Iza says books. And our very own Audie Raj says naps. Glorious afternoon naps, which I can relate to. One more here as well from Nadia Najib who says, I dress up to the nines.
To the nines.
Very nice. It's funny.
Yeah, exactly. I saw somebody the other day posting on Instagram and it was one of those, it was a really cute video. It was her and her two daughters. And they were in front of the camera in their kind of, you know, lounging pajama kind of things, clicked their fingers and they're in full evening wear, doing a little little bit of a dance. And I'm like, that's the kind of humor and fun you need to be seeing right now, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so not just about us. We actually managed to speak to Kenny Wong from UEM Sunrise, talking about happiness in the workplace and all of that kind of stuff. One of the questions that he was asked was, how important is happiness at the workplace and how do you enable it?
I think happy workers will eventually lead to happy customers. So happiness is a very important element to us. It is important that we, at least try to make the journey that our customers have with us as pleasant as possible. So to the extent that we have actually recently launched a new campaign whereby we unveiled the new brand values of the company, the first letters of each word add up to the word chief. And we took some fun out of it and we made all our employees chief happiness officers. So it is very important to us. We want our employees to be happy. And in turn, we feel that, they will transmit and transfer this happiness to our customers as well.
We also asked, how do you measure happiness?
Well, happiness is something which is very intangible. I think you can't really measure it in a quantitative way. But however, we can measure it through a qualitative method. For example, when we appointed our staff, every one of them chief happiness officers, we actually gave everybody a hoodie. Made in pastel colors. So the young people especially were so happy with the hoodies that they took to Instagram and Facebook to post all their happy moments, how they wear the hoodies, what kind of fun they did have with the hoodies and whatnot. So if you look at the Instagram post and all the happy faces and smiling faces, that to me is the way you measure happiness.
Kenny, what is it about the work that you do that sparks happiness?
People spend a big part of their savings on buying our products. It's something that you can't make mistakes. So being really really customer centric, finding out what their needs are, essentially what are the things that can make them happy from the purchase of our products. It's the key to what we do. So we like to think that besides providing a product that eventually makes our customers happy, we would also like to ensure that throughout their journey with us, throughout the touch points that they have with us, whether it's talking to a salesperson or, taking the keys from a customer service person, we want to make sure that each and every contact that they have with us is a happy one and a pleasant one.
And finally, in these difficult times, do you have any words of advice or encouragement for your fellow Malaysians?
Well, I think be sensible. Listen to what the instructions are. I can't stress this enough that people are still trying to take matters into their own hands and leaving the house for leisurely activities. Let's just take the Prime Minister's advice, stay home, Isolation is probably the best right now. But at the end of it, I think we have to remain optimistic. We have to remain positive. And you need to find, certain ways to keep yourselves happy, even if you're working from home. And, the darkest night will lead to the brightest sunrise. So I think we should all look forward to, to the time when this is over and we can all be, reaching out to, to our own forms of happiness again.
Thanks, Kenny. That, of course, was Kenny Wong from UEM Sunrise. We're continuing with the theme, of course. It's International Day of Happiness 2020. Our question is, what are you doing whilst keeping yourself happy whilst you're stuck at home? We're asking for tweets, we're asking for WhatsApps, and, of course, we're asking for people to get in touch via Instagram. At BFM Radio is the tags for social media. If you want to come in via WhatsApp, it's 0187-89-8899. Audrey seems very busy. She's going in via Twitter and in via Instagram. Mm-hmm. So clearly, she's not napping, which means she's doing something else. What's she doing over on Twitter?
She is teaching the baby the words to Bohemian Rhapsody. You want to do that part?
No, I'll let Chris do that part. She's the singer in the group.
Am I really?
You're doing the karaoke at home, right?
I'm not going to sing it out.
You want to sing it together?
Arvin will do the introduction again. What's she doing?
She's teaching the baby the words to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mama!
That is very entertaining.
There you go. We expect the other team who are in next week to do something similar and sing live on radio. Yeah. Also, Kenny has just got back to us as well there on Twitter.
Yeah, he says that physical isolation does not mean social isolation. Today, technology allows us to continue interacting socially with friends and loved ones. I keep myself happy spending time with my wife and younger daughter while engaging with friends and co-workers online. Oh, Netflix helps too.
It sure does.
Mm-hmm. And Sriyani says, indulging in smaller things like cooking a simple meal, short workout, watching a comedy show, thank you Netflix, and virtual hangouts. Video conferencing has been more exciting.
That is the other thing for me that I'm doing, is watching a lot of stand-up comedy. I watched Eliza Schlesinger's most recent stand-up comedy special on Netflix recently, and I will re-watch John Mulaney forever. Basically forever. I just have him on loop.
On loop, yeah.
So I'm hearing a lot, you know, from local musicians and local stand-up comedians. And we know, of course, that that industry has been hit very, very hard.
Yeah.
Chris, like you were saying, you know, watching stand-up comedy, I'd love to see some of the local kind of comedians live streaming their shows, perhaps via Zoom or something
Facebook
like that.
Facebook Live?
Facebook Live, you know, I don't know how it would work. But
YouTube,
you know,
clips,
YouTube
whatever.
YouTube clips.
Yeah.
That would be awesome to see stuff like that. Okay, we should probably take a break. We've got more stuff coming up in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Music coming up from Manfred Mann with I Put a Spell on You. When we come back, some happy stories from around the world. Oh, I've got a grin on his face. Where have you got a grin
worldwide,
on his face?
Like worldwide happiness.
Okay. Mr. Worldwide, are
you?
Ew. Ew, right.
That's
Manfred
a
Mann,
reference.
I Put a Spell on You here on BFM 89.9.
This International Day of Happiness special was brought to you by UEM Sunrise. Find your happy.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.